场反对中共强制摘取法轮功学员的器官。中共活摘器官被议员们称为是当今最骇人听闻的人权暴行之一。
The bill which passed without a single objection authorizes sanctions on individuals involved in or facilitating the involuntary removal of organs from detained Falun Gong practitioners in China. The penalties range from blocking entry into the U.S. and revoking visas to fines of up to $1 million and prison sentences of up to 20 years.
该法案要求对在中国参与或协助活摘法轮功学员器官的个人实施制裁，处罚方式包括禁止入境美国、取消签证、罚款$1,000,000及监禁20年等。
For 25 years, the Chinese Communist Party has waged a brutal campaign against Falun Gong practitioners marked by torture, imprisonment, murder, and the abhorrent practice of forced organ harvesting,said Representative Lance Gooden. This is not only a staggering assault on religious freedom, but also one of the most pressing human rights crises of our time.
来自德克萨斯州的共和党国会议员 Lance Gooden 表示，中共对法轮功学员的残酷迫害已持续25年，他们被酷刑、监禁、虐害，甚至被活摘器官。这不仅是对信仰自由的可怕攻击，还是我们这个时代最紧迫的人权危机。
Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It also incorporates meditative exercises and moral teachings to elevate the moral standing of practitioners. Despite being peaceful in nature, the CCP launched a large-scale suppression of the group in 1999 after seeing its popularity, which was estimated at 70 to 100 million practitioners,as a threat to its authoritarian control.
法轮功也称为法轮大法，是以真善忍为原则的佛家修炼功法，包括打坐等五套功法，既去病健身，又提升人们的道德品质。1992年自中国长春传出后，广受民众欢迎。1999年以前，法轮功修炼人数达7000万至1亿人，超过中共党员人数。中共前党魁江泽民出于妒忌和惧怕，下令灭绝式迫害。
Reports of mass incarceration, torture, and the industrialized harvesting of organs from detained Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience have continued unabated for over 2 decades.
有关大规模监禁、酷刑以及对被关押的法轮功学员和其他良心犯进行工业化器官摘取的报告，20多年来从未间断。
The lead sponsor of the bill, Representative Scott Perry, emphasized the urgency of action. There has to be some consequence of this barbaric and horrific behavior, said Perry.The United States should be a leader and show the world the way. We must do it and force the rest of the world to acknowledge it.
法案发起人、宾夕法尼亚共和党国会众议员斯科特·佩里强调采取行动的紧迫性。他说，这种野蛮而可怕的行为必须要承担后果。美国应该成为领头者，向全世界展示方向。我们必须采取行动。并迫使其他国家也正视这一点。
H.R. 1540 is a historic step forward, the first binding commitment by Congress to take decisive legal action against the persecution and forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners, Perry said in a floor speech. This bill paves the way for accountability, sanctions, punishment, and acknowledgement of those complicit in these atrocities.
佩里在众议院发言中表示 ,H.R. 1540 是一个具有历史意义的进展。这是国会首次做出具有约束力的承诺，决定在法律上对迫害和强摘法轮功学员器官的行为采取果断行动。这项法案为追责、制裁、惩罚以及承认铺平了道路，承认那些参与这些暴行者的责任。
Representative Gus Bilirakis, a co-sponsor of the bill and member of the House Select Committee on the CCP, underscored the ethical necessity of the legislation. Sanctioning perpetrators of forced organ harvesting is a moral imperative, Belarakis told the Epoch Times. In doing so, we can take a powerful stand against a horrific crime that violates the sanctity of life and human dignity.
该法案的共同提案人、众议院中共问题特设委员会成员、佛罗里达州共和党众议员古斯·比利·拉基斯强调了这项立法在道义上的必要性。比利·拉基斯在接受《大纪元时报》采访时表示，制裁强摘器官的施害者是一种道德上的责任。通过这样做，我们能够坚决反对这一严重侵犯生命神圣性与人类尊严的可怕罪行。
He added that the legislation affirms the fundamental right to bodily autonomy and the shared values of humanity.
他补充说，这项立法重申了身体自主的基本权利以及人类共同的价值观。
The bill also drew support from across the aisle in a rare show of bipartisan unity. Representative Pat Ryan said he was proud to see such wide bipartisan support for this effort, while Representative Tom Tiffany called the CCP's acts barbaric and stressed that the U.S. must not tolerate these atrocities.
该法案获得了跨党派的支持，展现出罕见的两党团结。纽约州民主党众议员帕特瑞安表示，他为这一行动获得如此广泛的两党支持感到自豪。而威斯康辛州共和党众议员汤姆·蒂芙尼则称，中共的行为野蛮，并强调美国绝不能容忍这些暴行。
The Falun Gong Protection Act now moves on to the Senate, where, if passed, it will proceed to President Trump's desk to be signed into law.
法轮功保护法案接下来将在参议院参加投票。如果参院通过并得到川普总统签署，将会成为法律，立即生效。
Give me a T, give me an H, give me an A, give me an N, give me a K, give me a Y, give me an O, give me a U. What does that spell? It spells you are the greatest listener ever. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Chen Show.And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Tuas Now, and it's called Family Roots.Which is from the album titled Flesh and Bone, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目。那现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Tuas Now 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Family Roots， 希望您喜欢。
Strong and try
clicks, I'll bring you Logan, making up. And the song is called Mother's Love, which is from the album titled Anchorness. 接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大音乐人 Logan McKinnup 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Mother's Love。By Colin Foley, and it's called Harmony, which is from the album titled Party Music. released in 2019. 下面请大家欣赏来自 Colin Foley 演唱的歌曲 Harmony。For today's music segment of the channel show, and it's a song vocal by Cai Qing, and it's called 想你的时候, which means when I miss you. And she wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great weekend. Please tune next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《想你的时候》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
为什么
忘不